In the early 2000s, MySpace reigned supreme as the preferred social network, celebrated for its unique touch of user-driven customization with personal music and photos. Many users nostalgically recall its raw, unfiltered atmosphere, a stark contrast to the polished and often curated environments of current social media giants. Former users like Monica Hawkins cherish MySpace for the authenticity and individuality it fostered, while Melissa Christen praises how it enabled her to explore her digital creativity. Recently, whispers of a revival of the platform have stirred a wave of nostalgic excitement amongst its erstwhile enthusiasts. The Vanderhoek brothers Tim and Chris, who now own the site, are hinting at a relaunch, though precise details remain elusive. Marketing experts advise they should capitalize on MySpace's original strengths, music and self-expression, whilst steering clear of the clutter that complicated their earlier success. Innovative voices like Dr. Alexa Fox argue for a simplified design and enhanced user control to mitigate previous complications. Meanwhile, social media strategist Alex Mills highlights the delicate act of marrying nostalgia with the necessities of modern digital interaction. Ultimately, MySpace's success may depend on its ability to carve out a unique identity that differentiates it from tech behemoths like Meta. Such an identity may resonate with nostalgic former users, as well as a younger audience intrigued by the cultural legacy of the early 2000s.